The Power 40 podcast is an uplifting, faith-based podcast that speaks to all that is going on in our world. Our goal is to share inspirational, real-life stories and experiences from notable guests around the country on matters that touch us all. The number 40 symbolizes a period of testing, trial, or probation. We all experience trying times in our lives, but it's what comes from these times that make us who we are. As we depict periods of people's lives, where the idea of the number 40 is played out, we will learn the goodness that comes from perseverance, determination, and belief. I'm your host, Danica Tranberg, joined today by Mark David. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So just to get started, I know today is kind of a significant day for you. Can you tell me why that is?
Well, let me back up and share a little bit more on my story. I'm a local person to southeastern Wisconsin, and as I was growing up, I had the opportunity to be part of a wonderful community, and that as I grew in my adult life, like many, started to get into the work world, and also I found a young lady that we got married, and we got married at a young early 20s, and just 3 months after getting married, we found out my new bride needed to have a surgery because there was a concern. She was kind of feeling a little under the weather, and so they had the surgery on this exact date that we're recording this here on August 5th. And it was really the news that changed really the direction that I went in. So I'm early 20s, and the doctor had met me in the hall of this outside of the operating room. And he informs me that my 23-year-old bride has a larger than grapefruit sized tumor that was advanced ovarian cancer. There couldn't have been any more colder moment standing in this hall of this hospital. Like, the hall felt like 10 miles long. Yeah. And now here I am, early 20s. We're thinking, most that are married at that age are thinking they're going to start a family and do other things. And we shifted gears, obviously, at that moment, totally different to fight for her life was what had happened. So that really put us on this journey that, I think could be of relevance for many that, feel indestructible. I think, younger people are, they're like, nothing can go wrong with me. And, and we were probably naive at the time, somewhat too, thinking like, okay, you go in, whatever's wrong, they just fix it and you're good to go, right? You're in your early 20s. So that was kind of that starting point of what was a very huge challenge that we had to overcome. And then the journey from there, obviously I can share more about that.
So you get that news and you it's just something you're not expecting, right? Where was your mind in that moment? Like, when you do get news like that, how do you even rationalize it in your head? Like, what was that like?
Yeah. So the second most challenging part of that day was, people coming out of a surgery, they are in recovery.
Yeah.
And, the next thing I had to do that was really challenging was to inform, my wife's name was, Laura, to inform her that she, had this outcome, and probably to this day, one of the most challenging questions that have been asked was her coming from the recovery and saying, am I going to die? And, it was just like, how do you, I'm in my early 20s, like most people these days in their early 20s, you know, are they prepared for that? And so it was really challenging during the course of the next coming months and into really what ended up being years. That it was really a struggle, I will say, on, you know, how do I stay positive? Yeah. And how do I, you know, put that encouragement there? But also, there weren't really too many other people my age that were married that had a spouse dealing with that situation. So it was kind of challenging in terms of resources. This is going back, by the way, like almost 20 years ago. So the Facebook and everything was not really a resource at that time.
Right.
So now there's all kinds of Facebook groups and stuff that people can join as a sense of encouragement or outreach. That wasn't there at that time. So like many people that I got connected with, it, you know, was really far, it was a far reach, just to say that.
Right.
My family and some of our friends did want to do something that they could possibly do to like help.
Yeah.
But you know, your hands are tied when you're outside of the inner circle of it. Mm-hmm. So what they had done was they created a foundation to raise awareness, raise some funds for research for ovarian cancer. And that ended up being really a great support network that was created. And it was inspiring to help these other families and, you know, that were going through similar challenging times.
Yeah.
It was really kind of interesting and inspiring, you know, that we could do that. Meanwhile, when I'm doing all of this, you know, professionally was another big challenge. You know, I'm
right
trying to go to doctor's appointments, there's surgeries, there's chemo treatments, all kinds of different treatments. So, you know, we had the foundation kind of happening, which we gathered, you know, thousands of people to our events. We, you know, had hundreds of volunteers that I will say through the journey of time, I will really attribute so much to all of those people that, you know, they were there to be at the events, to, you know, I could pick up the phone or, you know, any of those people were there in a heartbeat. Even if they didn't directly have that same situation going on in their own world. So it was huge. Yeah.
It's good to see a support system just come together like that of all those different people from, you know, all over all different walks of life coming together for a common purpose is so neat.
Yeah. So yeah, the end result was with the network that we created, we raised tens of thousands of dollars and really impacted and changed these lives of so many families, including our own. Mm-hmm. We, you know, unfortunately did have to say goodbye to Laura, you know, after a 7-year battle, which was really tough, seeing somebody at that young age, you know, go through what she did. And but at the silver lining of it all was, you know, to actually, you know, see how what she was doing and our family did and our friends did to inspire and impact so many others. Mm-hmm. We did, after I think we ran the foundation for like 10 years,
wow.
You know, we did put some closure to it, which was necessary, but you know, we look back and we say, wow, we really impacted so many people. Mm-hmm. which was just, you know, great, because you know, when going to the different clinics and hospitals and seeing other families going through similar challenging times, some other people had a different spin on things, that which was not as positive. And you know, specifically, you know, again, I was a newlywed, right, going through this.
Right.
I was really shocked at how many spouses would actually ditch their counterpart, right, when they were going through those challenging times. And to me, how I was, you know, brought up and raised, you know, in the small town that I grew in, and my family values, that was like the last thing that was going to ever happen.
Right.
You know, I was going to make sure, you know, those vows, whether you take them at age 20 or at age 50, mm-hmm. You know, I stood behind that all, which was big. Going forward after Laura passed away, it was a really tough time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, you're going through the grieving process, and I'm like at this low, you know, kind of rock bottom mm-hmm. moment, after 7 years of working through and, you know, having that caregiver role.
Right.
That's where I really invested more of my efforts and times into, you know, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do here?
Yeah.
You know, I'm 31 years old at that time. So I really decided to, you know, put my energy and efforts into my business side of things, which mm-hmm. is in the lending business. And, but I had a challenge though, was one of the other kind of inspirational pieces that I am fortunate to get to talk to other groups about this on a regular basis now. But my challenge was, is so many people knew of me as the guy who had the young wife that passed away from cancer. Mm-hmm. And as much as I'm not saying that was something we, you know, we don't want to, you know, remember or anything like that, I really wanted to make sure that there were other things that people knew of me for. So I started hosting some dinner parties at my house, and like, oddly enough, it turned out that I made a few cool recipes with bacon, right? So the bacon items started kind of a little bit going viral on like Facebook and some of the social media platforms. And the two kind of came together that people were seeing this brand of like Mark and bacon and home lending, right? So that really, again, it's kind of an odd partnership or pairing, but you know, lending is boring. And I needed something that was a different spin on things. So we kind of ran with that. And now I will kind of say in the more recent years, I've gotten become kind of a industry icon across the country. Different groups have asked me to come talk about my branding and banking and how that all paralleled with some of the challenges that I had mm-hmm. earlier on, and you know, in the past 20 years, to now being, you know, able to kind of brand myself with that. Bacon was, interestingly enough, a topic to get a first date with. I went on this first date, somebody online that I was connected with, and she said, hey, my 18 year old son, he really likes bacon, and that's why I went on this first date with you. And that first date turned into my now wife, Iris, and we have welcomed our little baby girl who has just turned one in the last week. So at the end of it all, it, you know, it worked out nicely.
Man, I have so many questions. I guess my first is just, I know you mentioned positivity so many times through that struggling journey in your life, that 7 years. How, you know, what was it that made you be positive through that? Because it would be so easy just to be like, this is horrible. My life is, you know, this is so sad, and kind of be like, what was me? How did you keep that positive attitude?
Keeping positive really was just that mission and in doing what's right, you know, and you know, when you're in kind of the zone of things in a challenging time, mm-hmm. it, you know, again, like I said, I can't thank my network of friends and family enough for how encouraging they were. So that was probably the biggest way that I stayed positive, with, you know, unlimited support of close family and friends. But yeah, really reminding yourself, like, this is what you need to do, is stay there and be there for that person is huge.
That's good. I feel like that's so important, because like you said, how many people you saw that didn't do that. It's important, I think, to just, no matter what circumstances you're in, remember that those values that you come from and how to imply those in your life. I can't imagine too, you're juggling this tragic situation and just kind of getting started in your career. How was that whole branding process? How did that look? Like, how did you get started? Why? How do they connect? Tell me a little bit more.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I will attribute going back to a huge network of community and family and friends and being local. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, tough, of course, because you're dedicating a lot of your primary dedication is obviously on your personal piece of it that I had going on. But at the same time, again, trying to stay, you know, in the forefront of being positive on all fronts, you know, is just a huge thing. I will say, looking back over the last like 18 plus years, there are honestly times where it's like, it was a blur, you know, where it's like, how did I do that? But it was staying focused and staying consistent, you know, when there were definitely moments where you don't get the news you want.
Right.
But yet celebrating when you did get positive news, that was a huge, huge thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's always what I've been very in tuned in, how I've been raised, here locally in Wisconsin, that, you know, you want to really elevate and support up when something good or nice happens. I will say, because so many people were so amazing during that 7-year stretch, I personally, like, after that happened, really did a lot after the fact, because I was just so grateful and gracious of so many that helped out. I've, over the last 11, 12 years now, I've done a lot to do different random acts of kindness and giveaways and give backs and really put myself in other people's shoes and really respect others in our community that, you don't know, they might be like me at some point that, you know, was going through some of the toughest of tough times, you know, and you have to really honor and respect that.
It's so true. You never know what the person walking down the street is going through, the person that maybe has a poor attitude at their work that day. It's so hard to not take those things personally sometimes, but you never know, just one small act of kindness, a smile, a hello, can really change someone's day, because you just never know what's going on behind closed doors and all the things that people are dealing with. And I think as we close out today, I just want to leave you with this. If you had just 40 minutes to impact the world, where would you start and what would you say?
I think being kind to whomever. I think that's always been my mantra, is, you know, like you're saying, you never know that person. So we're all here in the same place, mm-hmm. at the same time, and none of us are any different from one to the next. And you really want to hold true to that.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Well, I really appreciate you coming on today. Is there a place that people can find these famous bacon recipes of yours or follow you on your journey?
Yes. Yeah. Just find me on social media platforms. And yes, there many people have tagged me and whatnot over the years of bacon recipes and other kind of bacon related items. We do actually, funny you ask, we do have a bacon t-shirt store that we have too. You know, people can get bacon related t-shirts, and even the people that don't eat bacon, we do have t-shirts that reference people that might not eat bacon. So that's something we can get the information to your audience. Definitely.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, it was really great having you. And for more information on the Power 40 podcast, visit powerofhumans.com. Also, stream the podcast on your preferred streaming service.